How you doing? Welcome to the show. This is Psychic Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome. Today we're doing shows on chakra colors. Why is the root chakra going to be red? And so on with the other colors, other chakras. Why are they the color they are? So we're going to talk about that. Chakras. Why are they the color they are? Also, the situation going on. A lot of things are just shooting across the board about chakras. And what it's all about, and how, why are they so important? And that's what we're really going to go into today. I really want to get into the whole thing, the idea of going over tools to help you connect with spirit, balance out your lives between physical and the spiritual. So we're going to be going over that today. And I also want to go over the situation with everybody who's in the chat room. Thank you all for being here in the chat room. Happy. Thank you. Thank you, Jessica. It's really appreciated. And I'd like to thank everybody who's donated to this show. And right now, if you think I'm a little sensitive to understand, there was a little minor accident I had today in the gym, and my nose broke, which is so I'm going to go and kind of, you know, get through the show. We're doing good, fine. It's one of those things that certain situations, painkillers do and come in handy. And that'd be a great thing. So I just want to thank everybody for being here, everybody in the chat room. Hello, welcome. I want to go over some things real quick right now. Donate to the Going to Colorado and Support the support the Show Fund. Donate to help me get home back to Colorado and keep the show going, because you really keep the show going. I like this. I have a show at midnight. That's actually on tonight, too. I want you all to join me with that one, too. Where we have an open mic night. I know it sounds like might sound like a comedy club, but it's not. We're having open mic night. We're inviting psychics to come in, and everybody just to come in, open the mics, and everybody talking. You know, some people do have insights, and if you're not psychic and that kind of stuff, and I've noticed people talk about the other callers who've called in, and they give their opinion and stuff. So I started this round table where we can all come out and talk about this. And it's actually been a really good success. It's really good. I like it. And people are talking about it, where they just want to come to the table and voice their opinions about stuff. And in the process of doing readings for other people, they want to voice their opinions about those things too. So, come on. Just do the whole thing. So, like I said, donate. And that's right now. If you donate $12 or more to the show, I'll give you a 5-card angel reading, which is like a 30-minute reading. And also, for the next 2 weeks, if you donate $99 to the show, I will give you 6. 60-minute sessions, and actually those 60-minute sessions are actually 60 to 90-minute sessions. So if you're a person who would like to get some relationship counseling with me and that kind of thing, this kind of gives you some freedom that you can actually use 3 of those relationship counseling, and then 3 of those, you know, a couple of those for just reading, angel readings, or you can give it to your mother, your father, your brother, your husband, you know, that kind of thing, where you have a friend kind of wants to get a reading, but they're not too sure about it. Give them, you know, you can give them one of those, and they come in or check it out. Anyway, so there it is on the table. So if you feel like taking advantage of that, just contact me through my website, www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, or contact me through Skype. My username is donald.reed8. Oh, donation appreciated every hour, and donation give. I guarantee at least 10 people at least. When you come on the show and you do a reading with me, it seems to do the same thing. It touches 5 or 6, sometimes 10 people. So, you know, just want to keep that avenue open for everybody. So people who really can't afford readings can come and get one. And also the people who are looking for alternatives and situations and some information, want to keep that avenue open as well. So I love teaching, and I want to keep it going. So therefore, it's all work together. You get the answers, and we get the support, and we support each other. So you guys, thank you, and let's get with the show here. We were talking about I have a guest with me tonight. She's my friend from Tennessee. She's a very, very talented reader. She's been reading a very long time, I think, but she just hasn't done it really professionally until this last year, and she's really doing really well. And I wanted her to come on. I wanted to introduce you to her, and then maybe open up a different avenue for her, too, to do phone readings. So this is kind of like a test for her. So I want you guys all to welcome my friend Regina. Regina, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome everybody.
It's good to have you here. It's been a while to schedule up with your
great
schedule
too.
And everything.
I know. I'm on vacation, but, you know, I want to still sneak some time in for you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, too. But, yeah, you are a very talented reader. You've been probably doing this for probably a whole life, but you just started doing it this last year professionally,
right?
Correct?
Right. I have. So, just this last year.
Right. So why don't you tell the listeners out there about you and became, how would you put this, how you became aware of your gift?
I went through some emotional changes in my life the past 3-4 years, and that kind of led me to see that there is more to life than the normal things that you look at every day. And it kind of forced me into a recognition, if you might say, of there are other ways to deal with things. And I always knew I had the gifts. I just never know how to use them quite, you know, for somebody else's abilities. But it seemed to open up this year, and I've been able to reach out and touch quite a few clients and be able to make changes in their lives as well as mine.
Mm-hmm. So was there any motivations this year to prompt you to step out?
Well, I did get I met a nice lady who ran a store, a metaphysical store, and through her, I was able to meet more people with the same gifts as me, as well as to open up and identify my gifts and to what extent they were. So it did make a difference in my life to open them up. But I did discover that I have, you know, I could read the tarot, clairaudient, clairvoyant, clairsentient, and can work as a medium in some cases.
Yeah, you sound about certain places you were going.
My phone connection is horrible. You keep cutting it out. I'm so sorry.
No. Okay, what I was saying to you was that our switchboard is fluctuating too. So I was saying that you, for a while there, you were having problems when you went to hospitals and places where you have spirits bothering you.
Definitely. I feel them. I see them. I hear them. And they know I'm there. They definitely know that I'm in the house and tend to want to get noticed. So if they can, you know, touch me, reach out and touch me, I've been touched, I see, they blink with the light, several different things will work. I actually at one point thought I wasn't going to be able to hold that job because it was bothering me so much. And now I've kind of learned that they're kind of like kids. You just tell them you're going to do this and leave me alone and they behave.
Kind of smacking their fingers, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of like, not today, it's not the day for this.
I was also noticing that your life, when the spirits seem to be bothering you the most, it seemed like your life was chaotic and your life has kind of smoothed out now, correct?
Oh, definitely. They know. They're like, hey, it's today, let's pick on her today. It's already rough for her, let's do it again.
Right.
They will. And it's kind of like kids, and you just kind of tell them, hey, not today. I don't want to deal with you today. And they'll back off a little. You know, they don't want to. They don't want you to put them out totally, so they will definitely back off.
It was definitely it was one of the situations that I learned how to I guess like you said with kids, you know, a lot of us when we have kids, we don't know how to really deal with that. We only got what our parents tell us. And in situations like this, I don't think our parents tell us that kind of stuff. So we're pretty much on our own. So you had to just come up with some techniques and tools of your own, correct?
Yes, I did. I did. I kind of identified who they were and kind of put them at bay and told them there's certain days you can play tricks on me and certain days you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Today is not one of them.
Right. So, today we're talking about chakras, and I was trying to talk about that chakras are like your spiritual batteries. They need to be cleansed, balanced, and charged. And when they are, they have a connection. Because we've talked about this probably for the last 2 weeks, where it's one of those things of trying to understand that people were sinners. A lot of people talk about denouncing and basically almost trying to get rid of the ego, when basically it's really the idea of balancing the spiritual with the physical. And trying to help people understand, okay, if you can tell the difference between a person who's being more physical, the human side, are usually people grounded in my car, my money, that kind of thing. And people that are really on the spiritual try to denounce everything. So what we're trying to do is realize that the spiritual and the physical are on the same plane, so there has to be a balance between the two of them before you can actually get balance in your life and balance in a relationship. And have you experienced anything? I mean, you're still learning a lot of things, but have you been kind of gravitating toward start doing more chakra clearings and that kind of stuff?
I have been. I've learned when to, if you've got a pain in your throat, maybe that's your throat chakra and you're not saying what you need to say.
Right.
So your body will push you to warnings and let you know, hey, you're not doing this right. This is not right.
Right.
And you'll be
also
opening it up.
Say it one more time. I cut you off. I'm sorry.
I said you will be pushed to opening it up. If there's something you need to say, your throat chakra will definitely let you know. And certain relationships, you can notice if you're talking about somebody, you will feel it in your heart chakra. You do feel that.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely.
Also, one thing I was very fascinated with what you do is you also use a pendulum, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I can use that for anything.
Yeah, tell everybody how that works for you.
Basically, I connect with it. You always want to ask the spirits if they're ready to talk. I'm always friendly to them. I say, do you want to talk? They will say yes or no. Always guide them and direct them, because different directions, a pendulum can swing back and forth. It can swing left or right. It can be circled. You always want to start out with, give me a yes, please. I always say thank you. And give me a no answer. And give me an undecided. Because some questions aren't answered with a yes or no. You do have to tip on how you phrase your questions also so you're specific and not confusing them. But you can ask either general yes and no's, and I would just, you know, word something. And to make sure you're getting some that are not tricksters, I would say something you already know, like what color shirt you're wearing, and just see if they respond to that. That just gives you an opener.
So when you're sitting doing this pendulum thing, you just ask questions, or you're into the... I mean, how extensive are you into it? Is it just yes and no, or
yes
more to
and
it?
No. And I can, if I want to find something, pick something out, I use my pendulum. It will tell me yes or no. You can use it for everything. If I've lost something, I'll walk in the room and say, is it in here? If I've lost my car keys, if I've lost anything, it will show you where it's at. I mean, you'll get a yes or no. You will get it. You can walk in a room and say, are my car keys in here? It will tell you that they are. And some people use them to pick out lottery numbers. You can even do that. So,
yeah, could you help us out with that one?
You can. If you want to, some people start out with, and I did this when I first started using the pendulum, cut your numbers out, what they are, on the lottery. Of course, you can't use lottery ticket. All the numbers are too close together, but... cut those numbers out. It's no calendar. And use that and see each number. Make sure you're over the numbers and write them down. Let's pick them out. It will pick those out for you. And then after you've narrowed those numbers down, go back over it and say, is this the first number? Is this the second number? Show me the third number. It will definitely let you know. If your intentions are good and you're not just I think, you know, if you aren't just motivated by greed, I do believe the universe would help you find the correct numbers. I do believe that.
I think so, too, because, I mean, I was here talking about before the ideal of the situation. Is the idea of winning the lottery because you want to feel secure, or is it because you have an insecurity? and if you, I always believe this. My brother's a prime example of that, prime example, because if you gave this man $5 million, he'd be broke by the end of the week. He's just a person that doesn't know how to spend money. So I always tell people, if you're looking to get the lottery because of that insecurity of not having money, it might actually work against you, where you'll be broke. But what happens is the money will still keep coming in, but it'll be going, because you're always thinking about that lack part, where it can actually be working against you, and all your checks will be coming in just to pay the debts that you've created. It's one of those things of, or it's like going into the freaking grocery store when you're hungry. You always buy more than you really want because you're hungry. If you would have gone in there when you wasn't hungry, then you would have probably stuck to your list. You just started thinking, and all these insecurities of craving started coming through. Got to have the Twinkies, you know.
Yes,
so,
it is. And people are visual, too. The more visual stimulation you have, the more you want things. That's what drives people. That's in everything in life. Unfortunately, we're all visually stimulated first. So what you see is what you want.
Yes, exactly. And it can also work for you in the same sense of the word, using your imagination to visualize what you want to see.
Yes.
And then that's when it's going to happen, too. Because I was saying,
and then somebody says, things are not, somebody says, things are not happening. Well, you're not positive in your visualization of things.
Yeah, because you're focusing on things not happening.
It's just like a child. If you imagine it, it can happen. But you got to give the universe some guidance on what you want and what direction you want your life to go. What are you wanting to attain?
Mm-hmm.
They can't, quote, always know exactly what you're wanting. You have to give some hint to that.
Yeah, someone was asking about asking questions to the person. How do you decipher between ego and spirit?
Well, opinion is ego, I have to say. If you come across with opinion, it's ego. Spirit doesn't get angry. Ego will get angry.
Oh, okay. So I always tell people too about the difference between spiritual and ego. To me, is if it comes across and says I. That seems to me, I feel like that's the ego coming through and going, I can't do this, I can't do that, I am not going there. Oh, this is too scary for me. But when it comes across to you and says you, I feel like that's spirit talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells you the difference. Plus, I always feel like it comes through, because I always tell people, watch phrases that people say all the time. There I go again, second guessing myself. The phrase comes from people not listening to their guidance and second guessing themselves, and then going and listening to the ego. So that should give you a little insight too, and say, okay, second guessing myself means you second guess yourself when you should be listening. So crazy stuff. But you know, so you are in Virginia Beach.
Yes. Well, actually, I'm in Myrtle Beach. We were going to go to Virginia Beach, and we decided to go to Myrtle Beach. It's not crowded, and we took a helicopter ride out over the ocean today, which was...
You took a helicopter ride on the ocean, and you never called me.
I did. I took some great shots.
Well, that's good. Was that fun?
We passed some places here that were pretty... I have to say, right now my gifts are really open. The water brings them more open.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen some unusual things in the past 2 days I've been here.
Kind of a good thing in itself, isn't it?
Yeah. It totally can throw you for a loop if you're not bracing for it. A couple places I passed, and I'm thinking, oh boy.
Hearing people talk, hearing the thoughts, that kind of stuff too. So I guess you're an empath too, aren't you?
Yes. I have to block that out because right now you would pick up, some people are happy on vacation, some people are mad, relationship problems, I see it all. We block it all out.
Yeah, you do like I do. You just kind of, you know, you kind of like when you walk people, you can feel the whole thing, but it's one of those things of, how would you put that? It's like being a paramedic. You know how people are feeling. You can still be compassionate and the whole thing, but you still have that part of you that you keep distant. so you won't feel it all and take it all in? Because, I mean, yeah, I knew there was years that I didn't really know how to work with it either, and people just touch me on the leg or something. I absorb all that and get migraines pretty bad. So with the situation of learning how to turn it off, what kind of technique do you use?
I put them in a block, and I surround myself with light, and it is not penetrable. Light,
oh, yeah?
And I generally put pink around me so that, you know, I'm not...
Oh, shoot. Yes. One thing I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How does the information that you receive come to you? Is it the same thing? Does it come to the spirit, or does it come to the spirits through your senses? Because you said you're a clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, and you seem to have things too, where you have this thing. I'm just saying from knowing you, that you have a tendency that ideals and thoughts come to you too, which is actually a fourth clairvoyant gift, which is a clair gift, which is claircognizance. I feel like I just sneezed. But so one thing is, how does the information come through to you? Like with me, I hear a lot. Everybody has the gifts, and like you said, you have more than one. But
mm-hmm.
what's the one that stands out the most? I guess the other ones would work through.
My clairaudience stands out the most.
That's what I was thinking. So you hear voices being whispered. Now this is kind of funny. I actually read an article on this, where this lady, she actually has a show here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm actually trying to get her to come on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because she thinks that people who hear voices,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure the depth of the whole thing, but she thinks that it's an deficiency in your body is why you're hearing these voices.
It's not an actual voice that you hear, though. It's not like our voices are. People say, well, is it a man's voice? Is it a woman's voice?
It's a vibration.
It's a vibration. It's non-defining. It's not male or female.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a guide. Now, my guides, when they come through, it is totally different.
Right.
Totally different. Now, they can have a gender voice. Most of the time, they don't have a voice. You can't tell where it's coming from. You just hear it.
Okay. So now you say that you basically you're both psychic, mm-hmm. and a medium. What's the difference to you?
Psychic depends. There are different degrees of being psychic. Do you hear? Do you see? Do you feel? Do you smell? And being able to channel is different. That's totally being able to balance all the other gifts that you have,
mm-hmm.
and use on a different level. I can channel. I do it only when I have somebody who can watch me, because it does leave your body open to other things. I do believe that you do have to be careful when you channel. Definitely.
Right.
You do want somebody watching you when you're doing that. Definitely.
Okay, say that one more time.
When you're channeling something, you're leaving your body open. So you don't want something that's uninvited to come in.
Yes.
You don't want that. Definitely.
There is ways of protecting yourself from the situation.
There is. You can do some protection before you go into that. But once you're down, you are open. So,
okay.
And sometimes you will have, there, like,
mm-hmm.
I channeled a friend of mine's house, and a friend of mine channeled with me, a male, and he's also more of a medium than me. He
right.
channeled, and then he also had someone come into him who was kind of a trickster who was hurting him.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go in, basically, and take that from him and get rid of it and channel
mm-hmm.
it out of him. Because it was hurting him, making him bang his head into the wall. So he was on the sofa, leaning back, and I said, stop, you're hurting him. He was repetitively hitting his head. So I knew something was wrong. So I said, wait a minute, we got him out of it. I channeled it. Turns out it was a gentleman who'd wandered kind of around since 1932. His name was Charles, and he recently had just been looking for somebody to help him cross over.
Mm-hmm.
He lost everyone, family moved on, and we did eventually get him to cross over.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty deep.
Mm-hmm. What I was going to say is I wanted to ask you a couple more questions, and I have a couple of friends that are going to talk about the voice we heard last night on my late night show of this demon or whatever was coming in talking in the show, and they've isolated the voice. But the one thing I wanted to ask you was, I've asked this to a lot of people who do a lot of this kind of work. I don't classify when I'm doing medium work as classified as talking to dead people. I classify as talking to spirits. I classify dead people as in the sense of cemeteries and that kind of stuff, and I don't really hang out in cemeteries. So with you, when you do the whole thing, you do the same thing, don't you, where you're talking to spirits? Okay.
I do.
Okay, with that situation, do you like it, or is it something that you're still working with?
Still working with it, but they do come to me. Those that, you know, at my job, they come to me. They talk. I hear
them.
Gotcha.
Okay, because would you say that everybody's psychic in some sense of the word?
They are. Just depends on if they've been told to block their abilities or how they want to accept them. And I don't think they'll open up to you before you're ready to handle what you've been given. They will not do that.
Okay. Well, what I want to do right now is I want to come on and... Amy's on, and we're going to... Last night, if anybody's not sure about what I was talking about, the voices, last night we had a lady named Susan on, and she was talking about this ex-boyfriend of hers. And in the process of the show, people started hearing a voice whispering in the chat room, which, as far as I'm concerned, that's actually impossible. But they heard certain things going on, and that kind of... And then we came on the show. Next thing I know, we started hearing the voice through everything, too, again. And so I'm going to bring Amy on. Hello, Amy. Hello, how are you?
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
I'm fine. Say hello to my friend Regina. She's my guest tonight, and she's a very...
Hi, Regina. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
She's a very talented psychic. And Amy has her own show here on Block Talk Radio called Cupid Psychic Aim. And she's also a very talented psychic, too. And very...
Oh, you're sweet, Donnie.
Nice.
Very well.
Did you... Let me ask you, Donnie, I Skyped those files to you, those sound files. Did you get them? I can play, like, the isolated
yes, I got
clips
them.
Over
I
the
gonna,
air.
Yeah, what I was going to do
you
is...
You can play them?
I think so. We're going to try. Because it's actually on my Scalp account. I'm not sure. But we're going to try it. So if we don't, I guess we might have an alternative where you can look at what happens here.
Yeah, or I could just put my phone up to my speaker and you could probably hear it.
But also with the situation, isn't Jimmy also in the queue too as well?
What?
The question chat has it's like a Skype name. It looks like it says Jeremy Sanders.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not our Jeremy.
It's the same one. I'm asking you to make sure. Okay, man, tell me, huh?
You're breaking up. I didn't understand any of that.
Neither.
I barely hear it too. It's breaking up really bad.
Well, we're finding out now that what's happening is that right now we're actually this planet's going through, the sun's going through a lot of stuff, so Skype. So even some people have had some problems with their cell phones, too. So I want to pull these things up. We'll try to pull these things up. I just lost. Okay, here we go. All right. I'm going to sit there and I'm going to try this. Okay. We're going to bring it. Okay. I'm going to have a problem here, I think. But hold on. I might have to download these first. And then we'll play them back.
Yeah, you do. It'll take a second, though.
Okay. Man, I swear. I'm sorry, guys. My face is really hurting. Okay, that's one. The other one's a little slow. Come on, buddy, get with it. You're actually the smaller one of the two. And while we're sitting
I think the first one's a little bit longer. It was just the whispering and the various sounds that we were hearing. And then the second one is the actual growl or whatever the heck it was.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Gina. You get things like this. I mean, when we're playing this voice and stuff, if you could give us like your insight on the whole thing, you're picking up on, it'd be great.
Yeah, don't give me any hints on it. Just tell me what. Just play it, and let me hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not isolated, by the way, so you're going to hear a conversation. You know, we haven't done that yet. It takes a lot of time to isolate the voice.
Okay.
I think what's going to happen here, since I've already used this, I'm not going to be able to bring it in. So,
wait, hold on a second. I'm going to have Jeremy call in through Skype. You're going to see him, and he can play on his soundboard. It'll come across much better.
Okay,
great. So let's try that.
Yeah, hold on. He's going to call. Let me give him the number real quick.
But thank you for sending that to me, because I really wanted to go over that, too, because I was going to do that. But.
Well, we're still working on it. It's just it takes time to do it, so we just did two real quick.
Give
me your number again, Donnie. It's 646, right?
646-721-9621. Yeah. 9031. Yeah, the rest of you guys, after, if you want to call in, give a call right now, too. That's the number right there. 646.
Let's repeat it one more time. 646.
646-721-9031.
9031.
Yes, sir. So, I'm sorry, ma'am. Okay. Honey, sweetie. Oh, I'm losing my mind.
You gotta hit one. Okay. So Jeremy's calling in right now. I don't know if he's seeing.
What's the matter, Regina?
Did she have this in the background of her conversation when she called in, or?
No. See, what happened was we had open mic last night. We were sitting talking and stuff, and they started hearing it in the chat room, which, if I'm not mistaken, that's kind of hard to do. And this thing was whispering.
Well, it was pretty easy because I was in the chat room, and as you guys were talking, it was whispering or whatever it was doing, like while you guys were talking, and I was like, am I imagining things? This is crazy. And that's when I called you up, and I'm like, are you guys hearing that? And I think at first you didn't, right?
No, we didn't hear it. Not till, and then when I noticed that when we were trying to talk, especially when we were talking to Susan, it would try to cut in on us. And it was trying to say something, and I just felt like when I started really picking up on it, I just felt like what this person was trying to do was trying to tap on each one of our ears and scare and try to bring that fear out of us. Like he was trying to look for a way into this chat. Because as soon as it started happening and I heard it, the very first thing I did was I went and basically went into meditation and started talking to my angels for protection, to protect my home, the computer, everybody on the show and that kind of stuff. And then I came back in. And then this thing was still trying to get through, but eventually the thing stopped talking. And I just felt like it was running out of options. It tried and it tried and tried. And then when we started really, I think when we became aware of it, it lost its power right then and there. So he basically stopped. But he was persistent there for a long time. And he would always talk when we were talking. Mm-hmm. When we stopped and listened, he would like stop. Either I felt like in the sense where he was doing it because he wanted attention. Now, you'd think in a situation like he'd be like, I don't want you to hear my voice.
Yeah.
But that's not what I felt. I felt like he was trying to do the opposite. And he wasn't trying to hide. He just wanted the attention. So he would always make sure that when we were talking, he wouldn't butt in.
Do you see Jeremy there, Donnie? He called in through Skype.
Oh, I think I know which one he is. Let's see if this is him. Jeremy, is that you?
Oh, he doesn't have his mic on. Hold on.
Hello.
Jeremy. Oh, there he is. The voice is back. Okay, scare me to death. I'm only kidding.
All right, well, there's two parts. There's one, I think, the funniest one is the first one. I wanted to save it for last, but I guess I should play it in order.
Right.
All right, well, here's the first one.
Yeah.
My son's graduating from college in Colorado. How about that?
Another sign.
You can tell how strong the chances are that you, here you
what
are in Colorado.
That? What was that noise?
From Boulder.
It's like someone was sneezing in a bag.
Oh, wasn't here.
All right, that was the first one. Did you hear it?
Can you play it again?
Yeah. It's really funny. He says, Donnie says, it's a sign, and right when you hear that, it's like, wow, it's like this weird noise. Here we go. Here it is. I'll play one more.
My son's going to be graduating from college in Colorado. How about that?
Another sign.
You can tell how strong the chances are that you, here you
what
are in Colorado.
That? What was that noise?
From Boulder.
It's like someone was sneezing in a bag.
Oh.
That was it.
Okay, I've got something about that.
That was strange. The second one. This is a little weird. This one's sporadic. You'll hear it come up here. Let me see. All right, I'm going to play it now.
Okay.
Yeah, but I could be drawn back in. But now I realize that who he is. But I could not believe it. I thought he was an indigo child, and that I thought he was, he made me believe that, and I was the one that was a bad person because I didn't believe in him anymore.
Okay, I'm going to bring. That's kind of weird.
Your mind can really play tricks on you.
No, it can't. So, therefore, it doesn't.
Hey, is it only us three on the phone again?
Yes.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I heard that.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Yes.
I did.
Oh, boy. I heard that.
I cut everything off. I heard it briefly. I'm like, okay, I was going to open up 615, and I did for a split second, so I shut it real quick, and it was still going on.
There it is again. Did you hear it?
Yes.
Yes.
It does sound like someone whispering, right? Anyone in chat, like, tell us what you hear.
It's whispering. It's like it's a sound. When people go in your subconscious, it's like you don't know it's there, but it goes into your brain. That's what it's doing.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear that? Hear that noise?
Yeah.
Like this whole little sporadic breathing, and then it's just strange. There's another one that I haven't isolated yet that I want to listen to closely.
Okay.
I'll get that put up for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yep.
So, like I said, Regina.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Yeah, thanks, Jeremy. It was really great to do that because
That is not where she's at. That's where her son is.
Okay. Explain.
It's around her son. He's away at college, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he is. I think she was telling me about he was at school or something. I mean, that kind of makes sense.
It's around her son. It's at the dorm he's at. There was a guy into the black arts. He actually died of a drug overdose about 2 years after he got home from college. But he practiced a lot of things in the same dorm room her son's in.
I wonder if the situation of the guy that she was with, he could actually conjure up a spirit around her son.
I don't know. It's around him already.
Okay.
It's in that dorm.
Well, I have Susan's number, so I'll relay that message to her, and I'll actually call her and make sure about the school thing, because I could have sworn she also said something about that, too.
I think what it was saying, he's not coming home. He's not coming home. Doesn't mean her son. It's about the boy that died. He's not coming home.
So I guess in some ways he could be surrounding the boy because of wanting the thing that the boy has, which is to finish
wanting
the school.
Wanting to finish the boy. He's not coming home yet.
Right. So with the situation, Amy, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So when you were, I was just trying to really low down this call, because when I heard it, I just felt like this thing was definitely trying to get, not our attention, but it was trying to get in. That's what I kept on getting the whole time. And I was just trying to see what you felt, if anything, that you remember last night. Because I was just like, hey, he came in, and next thing you know, my queue was full of people. The chat room was full of people. And I don't know what it was. I have a pretty popular show. Anyway, I'm just saying. But it just seemed like it was this curiosity at the same time as there was this also the curiosity of the spirit where it was trying to, I could see it going from person to person, like going from stone to stone in a brick wall looking for a weakness.
Yeah, because it was strange when I was on the show last night. The first time I called in, I'd gotten off the phone with you. I put my headset on a shelf about 5 feet from me. I walked into my bedroom. I came back. And as I'm sitting down at the table, the headset falls on the ground. And I'm like, huh, that kind of scared me. The next thing I know, I saw a shadow leap into the room next to where I was sitting.
No.
And I'm like, I'm just really sensitive to that kind of, like, I just know when they're here, you know? So I was like, shit.
Right.
Excuse my language. But, yeah, and then I was like, oh, my God. So then when I heard it again in the show, I tried to use the headset to call you back. I called in through Skype, and everything was garbled. I couldn't even call in through my headset, so I had to call through my landline. I tried one time. The line was busy.
I hung up. I tried again. The line was busy. I'm like, what the heck is going on? So finally, the third time, I tried again, and I finally got through.
Didn't you say you heard the show? You said it was playing that one part back in your headset.
Was the other thing that happened. Yeah. While I was listening, after I got off the phone with you, I was listening through my headset, and somehow, like maybe 10 minutes after I hung up with you, the part of the show where I had called in to talk about this thing was playing in my headset, which I don't even think is possible because the show wasn't even archived yet to be able to go back to do that.
And play back.
But it was playing my voice, like as soon as it started right when I came on the show. And it played through, and I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. You can hear me on the tape. We're sitting there talking. Also, I hear this thing. I'm sitting there going, what the hell is that? And, you know, I don't usually react in that way unless there's definitely something happening and I want to acknowledge it. It was kind of weird because I was just like, what? You know, because it was just weird. And I was thinking, let's take a stab at it and take a look. That was my biggest thing to do, was just stop everything. Because I actually closed, I had about 6 or 7 mics open, and I just went in and turned everybody off. And then we could hear it on your mic.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, I was sitting there going, listening the whole thing, going, okay, this guy's like, whatever it is, it's definitely making its presence known. But it also seemed like it wanted attention, too. Which I guess it could be like a teenager. But I just felt like when I picked up on the whole thing, I have seen this before happen too, where a spirit will come in, and like with this dude that she was involved with for a while, now he was into some stuff too. And she said that he used to talk about, what I didn't like about him was he used to talk about the same thing I talk about. And that was because I think it was after you left Amy, I was sitting there talking to her, and she said, oh, this guy used to talk about exactly what you just did. Talk about passionate about relationships and spirituality and that kind of stuff. And I said, yeah, but I'm pretty sure you can tell the difference. Because when he told you that, you told me that before that we would talk about things, you didn't feel anything from him. I said, that's the sign. And I'm talking about it, but when people hear me talk, they can feel the passion coming through it. And how much I really care about people that I want to convey that. And I told her, I said, well, this guy here, he was just doing it because he wanted to use it to get control over her. And I was trying to tell her, I said, it's really good. It's a good example of two guys who are trying to date one woman. One wants her to better, and one wants to be with her because he loves her. But they use the same techniques to do so. Just one's passionate about it, and the other one's just using the same technique. But we're talking about the whole thing, and I could still sense this. With her, the connection of this thing's looking for ways to get in. That's why I asked the question, is it possible for that man to use a spirit that he picked up around the sun or in that kind of situation where he could pick that up and use it as a diversion or coming in behind the spirit? So what we would pick up is the spirit first, but we wouldn't detect him. It's almost like a sneaky way to get in. So I was just wondering if that was possible for someone to do that. Because we've heard about hitchhikers, people who jump on other people, spirits, hitch a ride on somebody else.
Walk-ins
and that kind of stuff. So I was just figuring, could you do the same thing but instead of working with a person who's in physical form, could you do the same thing with someone who's in spirit? And you're in the physical part. So it's like the opposite. So it's one of those things you wonder about.
Creepy when he isolated it.
Yeah, that was definitely creepy, but it was what I felt like it was saying was he's not coming home. It's not in reference to her son, it's the boy that was in the room before him.
Okay, so what you're saying, in the dorm that he's living in, the suicide happened in that bedroom, and his spirit is still present there.
It's still present, because it took him, it kind of wants another warm person. It can't get him for some reason. I do feel he's protected. But the other guy wasn't protected. He had no family.
Yeah, I definitely give Susan a call, and maybe we can bring her back on too. But I tried to get her to calm down because she was like, Amy was doing the readings, and then Susan would come on and say, you're describing me to a T. And I said, that's okay. I understand what she's saying, but we wasn't talking about her.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to understand that we were still focusing on the lady that I think was area code 615 about her situation. Remember, you remember this situation, Amy? It was a lady. Every time we would tell her something, she would try to come back and tell us how. I guess she was trying to denounce what we were saying by asking how did you feel and what's going on and that kind of stuff. And you know, she just like the more we told her, the more the truth came to the light, the more she grasped onto it. And so I was trying to tell Susan, just give us your insight, because a lot of times when you do readings for people, there are similarities because you're crossing each other's paths. But that doesn't mean we can't focus on what we're doing. Like I was trying to tell her, you know, if you've never really done this kind of work, you know when you're tapping into somebody when you're not.
Yeah.
True, Amy? Amy?
Yeah, I mean, no one's 100%, but yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the strong point on that conversation was...
I don't ever claim to be, you know, God or God-like or 100% right. You know, I can be wrong. Like, you know, we were describing him. I was describing him last night because that's what her whole thing was. Her stick was, you know, if you can't tell me what he looks like, then I don't believe you. So I started describing him, what I saw, and I got the hat, although she didn't agree with me that it was a gaudy hat that he wears. She wanted to know what type of hat.
Yeah.
But I got the hat thing, and I got the overweight thing, and the chin, and the belly, and the style,
and
or whatever. And she, you know.
And I said he had an innie belly button, and she kind of laughed about that. Like, he got that one. And I was sitting there because every time I saw this guy, he was a little bit overweight. But when he laid down, his belly button looked like a little swimming pool. So
right.
I got that thing, you know. But you're right. I think, and I sat there and said it myself, I said it out loud too, I told her, I said, I think what's going on is I think Amy's described this guy to a T, and that's just too close to home, because she would talk about everything else, but she really didn't go there, you know, she didn't go toward this.
No, she shut right up when I described him, and I'm like, I had to ask her, like, so how accurate was it? She's like, well, what kind of hat does he wear? And I'm like, come on.
He's
no good for you. You should leave.
Yes, because I sort of look at it and said, the hat could be perception. I mean, you could see it and think it's gaudy, and she would think it and look and think it's cute, but then again, she likes him. So, you know, that's not really fair, because that's a perception thing. But the description beyond that, she wouldn't go there. And I noticed that. She went right to the hat, because I felt like that she was looking for bits and pieces that she could, you know, like you said, denounce and say, you know, you guys are wrong. And I said, and I asked her flat out, I said, ask yourself why you're doing that. Why are you looking for ways to do that? And you should ask yourself why you're even doing it. And now you're grasping even tighter to this situation. And the more she described it, we started realizing that the reason we wasn't really picking up on a relationship, because there really wasn't one. It was more.
She hadn't even been dating him. She hadn't seen him since high school. She'd just been talking with him.
Yeah, so she was more of wanting a fantasy I think she never got. Yeah, I'll agree with that one, Amy. Amy brought that one up. She felt like it was something that she never got. Now she wants it.
I'm afraid he's not coming.
Yeah, he's not that guy anymore. I don't think he was that guy then. That's what's so hard about the situation. And I told her that, you know, the thing I saw, since he was so self-centered, I felt like it was reflecting back to her that she wasn't really focusing on her enough. Because it seemed like she was looking for him to solve something for her. And I feel like every time I picked up on it, it kept them pointing back to her. Even her angels and guys, like I saw them all pointing their fingers at her. It's all about her, and she doesn't get it.
You can't make yourself happy. You can't make someone else happy unless you're happy with yourself. You have to be happy with yourself first. That's what people don't understand.
You know, be happy with yourself. You can't be happy with somebody unless you're happy with yourself. I mean, if you can't have a...
You know, they can't fix you.
If you don't like being with, that's what I was telling her. I said, if you don't like being with you, then no one else is going to be like being with you either. And it's the same thing with guys too. So love yourself, and you know, love, and then go out. Because I mean, seriously, if you don't love yourself, you don't know who you really are. What are you actually giving to the other person?
And if you love yourself, you project a positive image to everyone else. They want to be around you. You have a good aura. You increase your aura. You look more positive. You make them feel more positive. They actually feel your energy. no one wants to be around somebody who's a sad sack all the time. Who complains, who constantly puts their stuff down.
The sad sack, get away.
That's right. It's like the, you know, the expression, who peed in your Cheerios this morning. You don't want somebody around like that. You're having enough problems in your own life. You don't need someone else's dumped on your doorstep.
Yeah.
And some people are like that.
I'm already,
you know.
Yeah, I'm on a mission of trying to find some milk for my Cheerios, so, you know. And that can really make you mad when you can't find the milk. let me think. I just think it was kind of amazing that it seems like every time, which I think is a good thing, that we have these themes that just kind of pop in the shows. And you're like, hey, this kind of sets a tone for itself, doesn't it? Why is the root? And it was kind of funny how I put the name of the show called Chakra Colors. Why is the root chakra ruby red? When I feel like in the situation we're talking about certain individuals when we were doing readings was basically that's what I think I told her that too as well. I think we lost Amy. Anyway, well, it's too bad she can't come back. I know she's actually getting ready to go on her trip, and she's busy. But if you don't come back, Amy, thank you for being here, and thank you guys for you and Jeremy sharing that with us, because when you guys really get it fine-tuned and everything else, love to hear it. Let's see what we can actually pick up with that, because, I mean, it sounds like a growling thing. Anyway.
It does have this definition behind it, though.
I'm going to sit there and ask too. Also, area code 315. If you're calling in and you want to get some questions answered, and like I told everybody, Regina does readings too. So if you want to get a couple questions answered by Regina, give a call in here. And actually, Regina, I think you should actually start doing phone readings too.
I know. People, I just give out my cell phone number. They can call for that. So.
Yeah, tell them about it, man. Say, hey, this is me. This is what I do. I can pick up things, and your mother and your father, she's really descriptive.
I have 20 friends a week who call me, probably for readings, and I do have people who show me pictures on cell phones. What do you think about this? Somebody they want to date, somebody they're already dating, photographs I pick up a lot on. I'm asked that a lot, major. That's one of my major things.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Okay, give me your cell phone number, and if you're comfortable with that.
Yeah, that's fine. It's 931-544-0075, or they can email me at it's Washashore, it's WASHASHORE70 at yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not comfortable with talking to me on the phone, they can email me. And I'll answer questions that way.
Okay. Let me see something here real quick. Hello, area code 315. How are you today? Welcome to the show.
What's the show?
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Well, I'm just stopping by. I love listening to your show and just sitting and listening.
You are the Dream Team, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I think you have a really good show, too. And I think, you know, I have a tendency to click on these things from time to time for a reason. And I feel like, you know, you should tell people about your show and tune in.
Sure. We do our Dream Team One. We are self-help motivational group, and we do our Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'd be glad to have all y'all to come in and hear what we have to offer, and also to get any guest speaker to come and share their gift of what the universe gave them.
Okay. But I was actually a guest on your show, and I just, you know, it was a really cool show. And what was I going to say? there was a jet.
My father's getting you too, so, yeah, you're not alone on that.
What did he say? Forgive me, guys. I was in an accident today, so I'm in pain. I actually slammed my face into the floor working at the gym. If anybody knows a hyperextension machine, benches, where you actually work your back, your lower back, it's like reverse sit-ups. Well, anyway, the thing that holds your legs in place broke, and my face basically smashed into the bottom of the bench and into the floor. Now I got a broken nose and about seven or nine, actually nine stitches. I also wanted to tell everybody out there, we are doing readings today, so if you want to call and get a reading, the number is 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. I have Regina, my friend here from Tennessee, is with me right now. She's on vacation, but she decided to give us some time and come in here and really talk with us and tell us a little bit about her and situation. But she also said that she would also answer some questions, too, and do some readings if you guys want to call in and answer and get some questions answered. I have a tendency to say that backwards, get some answered questions. But I didn't say it that way, then. So it's good. Plus, I want to go over some things real quick. And let me ask you, sorry, area code 315, what is your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Jerome Sanders.
Jerome. Did you call him before?
Yes.
Skype call?
Yeah, that was Jerome Sanders. I called from my Skype. My phone was acting up. The Skype was acting up.
I thought I recognized that name. Also, I wanted to ask I want to tell everybody out there too. Right now, it's one of those things where, one of those things where, donate to the Colorado Fund and the Support My Show Fund. Help me get home. Help me to keep the show going, because I like to keep this format where I can bring on, where you can actually call in and take advantage of two or three psychics be on the line or a certain situation we've got going on. Because actually Saturday I do have a lady come in and I'm trying to remember. I'm looking for my stuff here. Her name is, I had it right here too. I just had this too. You know, I love this. So just bear with me here, guys. She's going to be on here Saturday. Her website is nosoulslanguage.net. I'm trying to, I just went blank. Her name is, I got it here somewhere. I have too many pages with stuff on it, you know. Her name is Jennifer, and she had a show on Blog Talk Radio, and it was very fascinating. She says she can actually read your soul and help you understand why you're not being your complete self. I actually have an appointment with her on Thursday to take advantage of her. She actually has. If you go to her website, which is nosoulslanguage.net. There's a thing where you can go in there and actually experience this. It's a 15-minute session for free. It's really cool. I'm actually going to go and do it myself on Thursday to get a little insight when she comes on the show Saturday. I thought it'd be kind of cool, you know, where she can actually introduce that to everybody. And I saw her show. I'm like, I wonder what that's all about. And then when I was talking to her, she was talking about she was in a situation where I think she said she was in church or something, and she could read this lady's soul. And she asked God, how could she do that? And he said, well, it's because you're picking up on things that you can help her to connect with again.
Mm-hmm.
Where she can actually take full, she can get full access to her full potential. And that, and always tell her why and work with her and that kind of stuff. And that's what she does. So I'm just saying, everybody tune in, you know, on Saturday, that's at 9 o'clock on our show. We usually do readings all the whole show, but people have been on my shows before, and even on the Fridays and Saturday show, there usually seems to be a theme that comes out of those shows that we didn't plan on having. They just happen. So check on that one too. And then I'm hoping on Thursday that my co-host Barbara Reynolds will be here, and on Fridays my other co-host is Nicole Bowman. She's going to be with us too. But we were supposed to have these ladies. They're from England, and I'm trying to say this right. It's a Falkland show. They do tarot readings and stuff, and she's going to be on the show hopefully Thursday. Now she's confirmed on 2 points, but she's not really completely confirmed because I haven't heard nothing from her since. So I got to sit there and go with that whole thing. But it looks to be a very promising show as well. And yes, I thought so too. I mean, you know, some of the things because I was actually looking, there's some shows that used to be on Blog Talk Radio. Their format's still there, but they haven't had a show in a while. And I was talking to her, and she said the reason she hasn't done a show in a while because she's been too busy with her business. So therefore, she had to, you know, focus on her business and what she does and the show's just kind of took a back seat to the whole thing. But she said she's looking really forward to coming on again and doing the kind of thing. So
nice.
I thought, no problem, come on in. And you too, Mr. Jerome, you know, the idea of coming on the show, you should come on the show too sometime this week. Or if next week's better for you. Whatever comes for you, because I think, you know, the idea of your show and that kind of thing, and I think people have learned a lot from you, and I think they already have. So, whenever a good time for you guys to come on the show, it'd be great.
Okay. I was definitely, I'll talk to my team and see how that schedule looks, and I'll definitely get in time with you, Jeremy. We would love to be a guest speaker on your show to get some wisdom and knowledge.
No problem. We'll just, like I said, just, if actually next week's better for you, that's fine with me too. Just email me through my website. And,
okay.
Tell me what good times for you, and we'll put it all together. And all I ask for is give me, I got your number, I can call you. And then we'll just talk about what you'd like to talk about and that kind of thing and go from there, okay?
Okay.
But if you like, I can put you back on listen mode.
I know it's Nicole.
Nicole? She's going to be here with us Friday.
Okay.
I'll also remind her about the information she was supposed to send me about her shows and stuff. But she's actually planning on going to Europe this in April. So with her show and that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's going to be doing it when she's in Europe, but she's going to, please, doll, get down. I keep saying, I want to say France. But I know she's going to be in Europe. She's also an actress.
Oh, okay. So she.
Yeah, so she's going to Europe to play with this group, and she's. I think this is the second time she did it last year too. So, but I will definitely relay that message. That you want to hear about her and that kind of thing, and if she wants to give me any additional information to go along with that.
Okay.
I can pass her. I can also pass your phone number on to her too as well. And maybe you guys can connect and talk in person.
Definitely you can do that.
Okay, I will then. And I'll put you back on I'll put you back on listen mode, and thank you again. And you have a good night. Okay, right now I'm having trouble with a dog. It, for some reason, thinks he doesn't get enough attention. Okay,
he wants to want to see what's going on. He wants to be in the limelight.
I know. It's just one of those things. It's a chihuahua. Those things are just, they never get enough attention. I don't think so. Let me ask you a question. I found out my friend, Monica, who has a show here on Blog Talk Radio. It's actually called Who Says Dot Dot, you know, little colon, Clairvoyant mm-hmm. Talk Radio.
Hmm.
So what do you pick up with her? If it's anything that's personal, you can keep that, well, you know, whatever, at your discretion. But,
she's not having a lot of callers from what I get.
So she's kind of like,
but not a lot of callers. Yeah, she's kind of grasping its draw for callers. I don't think it's going very well.
Well, I've actually listened to her show. She's a very good psychic, but sometimes being a psychic and a medium, that kind of stuff, you still have to be. You really got to bring your personality. You can't. I mean, a lot of people when they do phone readings and that kind of stuff, they have a tendency to go along with a. There's not really call for really a lot of personality in the sense of when you're on television, or when you're in person. You know, when you're in person, you do readings with somebody. Your personality just seems to come out anyway.
Yeah.
Or when you're on television, because I think it's an instinct that okay, people are looking and they're looking and they're seeing me, so therefore you. You bring your whole self out. But sometimes when you do phone readings, you don't bring that part out. Which sometimes that really people do identify with that. Well, I was listening to Monica's show, and she's still in telephone mode. Which, you know, people understand people can't see you and that kind of stuff. But when I'm talking to people on the show, you know me. He won't talk on the phone. My personality can't be contained. So, you know, it's like, well, hey, we're doing a little thing here. And if you actually join me tonight on my midnight show, I don't hold nothing back on that one. And last night we were just like going off. I was going to tell everybody my thing about relationships and spirituality and the whole thing and working together and what it's all about. And even to the point of talking about the Bible and Jesus' life and that story, there's so many things you can learn just from that one part of the Bible about manifestation, about finding who you are, the whole thing. And it was just, you know, it was an intense thing. Plus, the first night we actually did the midnight show, we had to think about lawyers. That was intense in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I wanted to do, I wanted to say thank you, Amy, for being on here, and you too, Jeremy, for bringing that to our attention and show and listen to that whole thing. That was so fascinating last night, because that kind of like took on the theme of the show last night, of trying to figure out exactly what that was all about. I still have some questions that haven't been answered yet. So stay tuned.
It would be interesting to see if she's having more phone interference.
Well, let's take a call. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Area code 740, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's up? Okay, there's a lot of laughing. That's cool.
Hello?
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm all right.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Circleville, Ohio.
Okay. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Joshua Briggs.
Joshua Briggs.
Yes, sir.
And who are you associated with? Do I know you or anybody else?
No, I just got this number from a forward.
Okay, so do you have a couple questions for us?
Yes, I just want to know what my future is going to be about. I'm an alcoholic, and I'm not doing anything with my life. And it's just going all bad. I don't know what to do anymore.
You know something? Are you guys hanging out in the skating ring or something? A lot of people there, huh?
No, I'm just sitting outside.
Oh, I thought you might have been hanging the bars or something, you know, being an alcoholic and all.
No, just sitting outside my house.
Okay, so what do you think about this, Regina?
What in your future are you wanting to know about? You're taking this kiddingly right now. I just hear someone laughing in the background behind you.
Mm-hmm.
As if they don't believe you're serious about calling in.
Well, that kind of cleared it up there, Regina, because they hung up.
Yeah, cleared it up.
I recognize the area code, and they said they're calling from Circleville, and actually I'm living in Circleville right now. So, if we have some legitimate...
I got the non-seriousness of the call. If we have some legitimate callers, it'd be great to, you know, to answer some questions. But if you're calling as a hoax, don't waste your time. I already know it when you get on the phone, so...
Yes, guys, we got 51 minutes left in the show, and you know, give us a call here, answer your questions. The number here is 646-721-9031. Also, with the situation we're talking,
I know there's someone out there with questions. There always is. Always.
Yeah, so everybody out there who wants to ask a question, let down your resistance, give us a call. We're glad to answer that question for you. I'm also going to check in the chat room real quick and say if anybody has a question in the chat room. If we have if anybody has a question in the chat room, let us know. We'll definitely answer those questions for you too as well. And if you had, if you guys want, also I do angel card readings. So if you have a card for the day, just let me know. I'll shuffle the cards for you, and we'll pull that down for you. And if you do have a question, go ahead and let us hear it. I'll tell Regina about it, and we'll both give our insights onto the one.
Mm-hmm. Be glad to. Wow, I can't believe nobody has questions. Amazing.
Someone says, I want someone to see what's in this photo of me. She took it. It looks like an orb. I'm trying to figure what... Hold up. I'm having trouble with Mike. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get this arrow to pop up. I'll be glad to take a look at this picture she's talking about, but I'm not sure how to do
Where
that.
Where did she take it?
Huh?
Where did she take it?
Okay. Angel Violet, where did you take the picture?
Is it a group of friends?
And is it also a group of friends?
I can't see the photograph. Is it a group of friends and there's a blonde-haired girl in the picture?
And there's a blonde-haired girl in the picture. Angel Violet, let us know. Right now, I'm trying to. What the heck? My friend took it and it was in my lounge.
Mhm. But there's like two or three people in the picture, girls, right?
There's like, okay, I am the blonde girl.
Okay, and it's above her. She's slender, slender face, hair down to her shoulders.
Okay, say it one more time.
She's slender, slender face, and hair down to her shoulders.
Are you slender face and hair to your shoulders? She said she can email it. Well, go ahead and email it to psychic. You do not have access to a computer.
I do. I can check it.
Okay. Well, listen to the email.
Mm-hmm.
And send it to Regina.
Yeah, just forward it to me. You have my email address.
Okay, then send it to me. I need the address. Okay, the email address is, I'll send it, put it in the chat real quick. Ooh, shoot. Okay, it doesn't do that when the thing's not working right. Type. Okay, here we go. Psychic. I thought it was already typing, but it wasn't. So, 61@live.com. And since we're talking about the whole thing too, we have the thing now where it's called donate to the chair to my Colorado fund going to Colorado and my support the show fund.
What you need to do.
And what you need to do is for every donation of $12 or more, you will receive a 5-card angel reading. And contact me through my Skype account, which is username donald.reed8. Or just contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. These two people are fairs than psychics. What caller ID? She couldn't even properly predict what in the photo. Ha ha. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And that's her. That's the 3% that she has a tough time with and stuff like that because we don't see a photograph. So, you know, the idea of doing the remote viewing thing, there's certain things you like to have when you do that kind of focus where you can focus on the thing and that kind of thing. Okay, I got the email.
Okay.
So I'm going to
photograph to see what's in it. You know?
I'm going to pull it up real quick. I have done it. We got it. Let me take a look at it real quick. And okay. Now I'm get muted for seeing the truth. I'm sorry. nobody's going to boot you. So if you're looking for sympathy or play the victim part, that's all you're doing is playing a part, because I don't see you as a threat. And you have all the right to speak your mind as much as you want. I'm just speaking mine, saying, okay, I'm sorry. We're not here to entertain you in the sense of saying, okay, I'm 100%. Never did say I was 100%. And I usually go 99.99. So see, there's still that percentage that could be wrong. Okay, let me go to this thing here. And also, guys, we're doing readings today. So give us a call in here. I'd love to hear someone's voice, answer some questions. The number here is 646-721-9031. Why is the root chakra red? Well, when energy is vibrating at a certain frequency, it also resonates a certain color. The colors themselves also resonate that way. So therefore, you can tell if they're out of balance or not. Like with the individual who's talking in the chat room, when I pick up on him, I keep getting his root chakra is murky brown. I don't know why it's murky brown, but it is murky brown. So when we look at situations like that, that shows the sense of the idea of being grounded. And right now, I will say it one more time. I was in an accident today, so I have like 9 stitches in my face. I have a broken nose, and I have a slight concussion. So the idea of being precise right this time, I think I should have a little bit of leniency here.
Right.
Just a little bit.
Did you email me that photograph?
No, I'm just afraid to speak. So we're going to put the photograph up and send it to Fernando real quick. Here we go. Okay, I kicked. I clicked the wrong one. I have some accounts. One psychic ex-journey man, and the other one's psychic. Yes. Okay, so I'll do that one more time. Did I promise you? We got 44 minutes, guys. Just if you want to all call in right now and get some readings, you do that does take precedence over the whole thing.
Absolutely. Any questions? There's usually relationship questions. If people have no other thing, they always want to know about that. What's going on there?
Well, we talk about that too. We were talking about the fact that balance in their own lives. Also, insights of why there's maybe not balance in your romantic relationship as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, here we go. The mechanic said I got 2 of them. 1 second. That one I just came up with. All right. Here it is right at the top. Didn't take too long to begin that one. There we go.
I will be doing the Psychic Expo in Nashville in May. I don't have my calendar now exactly the date, but I'm doing the Psychic Expo. So it's quite interesting.
Okay. I'm going to try to do this.
Yeah, if I can email and see the picture, I can see what's in it.
Why don't you do me a favor? Give me your address. It's Wash.
W-A-S-H-A-S-H-O-R-E.
Oh, hold up. Okay, W-A-S-H-A-S-H. Okay, W. Wash, right? Wash.
Wash A. Shore.
A. Shore.
70
At Yahoo. 70
Yahoo.
Mm-hmm. That's at Yahoo?
At Yahoo.
Yahoo! Okay.
Yahoo.
I'd like to have a freaking... What's that drink?
Margarita would be nice.
No.
I'm going down on the beach in a little while, and I may have one.
Sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a while since I've done that.
All right. I am checking the mail. Yeah, staying in hotels is interesting too, the things you do pick up. So.
Staying in hotels.
Yes, very much so.
I heard that, yeah. No, but
I just stayed one in North Carolina a couple years back and woke up and saw a dark figure standing in the corner, and it turns out it was somebody who constantly stays there. He's always there, been there for years.
Uh-oh.
I've always seen him.
Okay. Shoot. Let's try it again. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you had any callers tonight. That's amazing. You know, free questions and no callers? Wow.
See, I don't know. It's just one of those crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was trying to get this thing to go to you, and okay, let's see. I'll try this again. Wash. Oh,
hey.
I hope. No, no, hold up, hold up. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna do it again. Okay, hold up. I don't know what I'll do. I'll go back to the same one we did. Oh, shoot. Let's see here. Forward. How do you do that? Oh, there you go. Let's see. I see what I did wrong. You said 70.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for some reason, I put 10. So let's do it again.
Mm-hmm.
70.
Yes. 70. Yahoo.
At Yahoo.
Yahoo.
.com. Let's try it again. I'm going to send this to you. At the same time, I'm also going to look at the picture itself. Myself.
Oh. You wanted to.
And like I said before, I'm really sorry, guys. But, you know, it didn't work out the way we wanted to, but that's life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at him and thinking he's pregnant, when he's, you know, had too much beer. So.
Well, if you see the photograph in me now, I mean, it's hard to assess something, but I do see something above that blonde-headed girl. So I don't know. Maybe it's something in the photograph. Maybe it's something that's around her.
Oh, that's scary.
She's blonde.
Don't you just love the internet? It drives you nuts. Let's see.
When it works, it's great. When it doesn't work, it's not. Yeah. Okay. All right, let me open it up here. That's a photograph. Wow.
It's really tricky when it comes to orbs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really get a lot of plays in here. Now, that's a really, that's pretty
it's pretty definitive, yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have a lot of things in here, but I'm just saying, when you sit and look at pictures, it's really got to be count. Because I got to tell people before, too, I have a paranormal group, too, and we go over these things with a fine-tuned comb just to, dispel everything so we can actually see and look for what it is. Because people say, well, you're psychic and that kind of stuff. Yeah, so I can pick up impressions, too. But the more clear, I want to make everything clear. I want to eliminate.
It's not an orb. Not an orb.
Right.
An orb. No. Not.
Because you sit here and look at the situation, there's a reflection of some kind, is what it looks to me. Because if you really look at the picture itself, you can also see glare here on the right of the picture.
I wouldn't even worry about the orb. I would worry about what's in her eyes. That orb is not existent. It's not real. This girl's got some problems.
Yeah, also, I wouldn't worry about the orb either, because right back here on the right side, you'll see this wooden, mm-hmm. it looks like a shutter or what it is.
Yeah.
Right up here in the corner, on the right-hand corner,
mm-hmm.
it looks like someone, it, I feel it, and I see it, it looks like someone's standing there.
She's, wherever she's living is an older house. I'd be more worried about what's there.
Yeah, because I can see the figure in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like she feels a presence of something walking behind her all the time, or something, you know, just...
Oh, yeah, it follows her. It follows her. But it already has a portion of her. Look at her eyes.
Yes. It all started what?
Look at her eyes. It's almost like she's two people. Is she still on the in the chat room with you?
Let me check.
Or is she gone?
I don't know. I'm trying to get there. This thing's taking forever. Huh? Oh, we're having some problem issues here. Hey,
it's a man that follows her.
How do we get to go about getting my attention with you from my... I want to... Okay, I'm looking right now.
Are you talking with her now?
Okay, let me see here. I knew that there was two people with me. Yeah, she says yes. Or it could be a demon asking for some... Thank you. Okay, hold up. I got multi people talking to me in the chat, so... trying to take care of the situation at hand.
She's almost
okay. She says, I'm here. She said, I knew that there was two people. I know. Can you tell me about him? She knew about him. Okay? Have we actually reformed ourselves, guys, now? Is there any kind of believing in her? Now, we have this guy named Black. We have this guy named Black Bin Laden. What is this guy all about first? Because he said it could be a demon asking for some weed.
This man is with the house.
Angel. It might be an angel guardian, you know.
No, it's not. It's not a good presence.
It's not a good presence.
Not a good presence.
It's not a good presence at all. But, you know, it's one of those things about...
It's not a good one at all. It's got a portion of her. When this picture, I had it large, her eyes, it already has somewhat of her. When she sleeps, it's talking to her. It's telling her things when she sleeps.
Okay, let's take it one step further, guys. Let's do it like this. With the situation, I want to focus on the positive part of this, okay? Now, we know the presence is there. She knows the presence is there. So the idea of going into any detail in the whole thing, I feel like it's giving it too much energy, you know, too much power.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to do is I want to look at the situation and get rid of it. Now, this seems to me like it's a spirit that's looking for something to inhabit, okay?
It wants her. It has her to a portion.
Yeah, of course it does, but we can still... See, it has her to a point, but it's one of those things that she's still pretty...
She's,
I mean, she's really, she's really aware of herself. She knows who she is, so that's good. And it's one of those things of using that to get rid of this thing as well.
It's been around her since she was 7. Does she know that?
I'm not sure. She said she was hearing voices.
It's him. I get the name Xavier.
Okay, Angel. Hold up. Angel Violet. Now this is your situation, right? Think they just found it. Wasn't it you that said you hear voices? Who's she talking to? I hear voices and that kind of stuff. I feel like with the situation, the thing I see the most here is your person, this person here.
Maybe she's talking about me. No, the voices are my guides that come through.
Right,
she's
but she's
talking
about
to me.
She's talking to spirit you here too.
Right.
But no, what I'm saying is, the picture, the person who sent us the picture, the person in the picture should be wearing a quartz crystal around her neck. If not,
yeah,
a moon. Okay, what's the moon thing? The moon,
she needs purity around her right now and sage and salt.
You know what? Here's the thing, too.
Xavier is pretty strong. And he has a portion of her already. She does need to clear her house.
Okay, everyone has told me that something bad happened to me when I was young, and I was stuck somewhere. What do you think about that one? Because I get that she should take it one step further.
It's when she was seven. She's not stuck.
See,
he's just been with her, terrifying her since she was seven.
Okay, get some Dead Sea salt, some Epsom salt.
Dead Sea salt, I want her to get, definitely. And I want her to
try this one. Try this one, too. Try this one. Also, throw in there, get you some distilled water and some, what's it called? Coconut milk. Mix them all together and get you some essence oil, like lavender, peppermint, and put it in there and take a bath in it. If you're a person who takes showers, then take it and mix it all up in a bucket, and that's and then take a shower, you know, get all cleaned up and stuff, and then take it and dump it over you, and then, you know, rinse off. And this will help get rid of the any kind of residue around you.
She needs to burn sage in her house. He's in her house.
She also needs to in the process of getting sage, I also suggest that you also get some, sage and ask for Archangel Michael to help you let go of that past too as well.
Yeah.
Because see, that it doesn't exist anymore, but this thing is using that. What he done,
right.
And regurgitating it. You get that one?
Mm-hmm.
See, going over the whole thing and using it against you. But see, if you have Archangel Michael with you, not just for protection, but also cutting loose the emotional attachments to the whole situation. And it seems like someone has told you, in some sense of the word, that used the word stuck.
Donnie, ask her what animal has been around her. Is the cat or the dog? The black dog or the black cat? What is it she's thinking?
Well, first of all, I can... Hold on.
Wish she could call in. It would be nice.
Yes, it would be nice. But right now, what I got to do is I've got to get back to what I had. Because for some reason, my switchboard and everything is gone. And I don't understand why.
It's a timeout maybe for the show?
No, we still have over a half hour.
Wonder why your switchboard's gone.
Huh?
Wonder why the switchboard's gone.
I don't know either.
This girl needs to call in. Definitely.
Gotcha. Oh, they're back. My girlfriend's back, and I'm okay. Sorry, guys, I lost one there. Okay, let's try the chat room's gone too. Hold on for a second. We'll get the chat room going here. And then the caller who's on the line, hold on for 2 seconds so we can actually get the it's amazing, you know. We must have this kind of really atmospheric thing going on because I mean, there's so much that's been going on for 2 weeks. Like, Amy's getting sick there before they finish it. What do you guys think, Swami? Sorry. I'm not trying to make light of the whole thing. I'm just saying with this but all that crazy stuff, you know. So I'm trying to hold it down.
I think she sees a black animal around her. It's either a cat or a dog. If it's a cat, it's large. She sees glimpses of it. She's not sure she thinks she's seeing the right thing.
Okay.
You know how you catch something out of the corner of your eye and you wonder, did I just see what I thought? Yes, it is what
all
she
time.
Thinks.
That's how
she's
I see my angels. That's how I see my angels, yeah. We have a 271 and okay here. Okay, area code 1111. Welcome to the show. How are you?
What's cracking, man?
Well, how are you?
Hey, this is Black Villani. Why y'all people booting the nigga for?
Well, we don't need to respond to that. Okay.
Hello, it's Angel Violet. Can you hear me?
271. Yes, I can hear you now.
Are you speaking to me or are you speaking to someone else?
No, we're speaking to you.
No.
Oh, okay, yes.
What happened
okay,
was there was somebody that called in before you did. I picked his phone up first, and it was Black Aladdin something something.
Okay. Yes, I've always felt a Black Panther.
Yes.
Yes, I see it. It's large. I didn't know if it was a bigger cat or a dog. That's it. It's changing. Xavier is the name I get, but I don't want you to say his name. Don't ever say his name. What
okay.
I want you to do is when you feel him around, I want you to call Archangel Michael and you tell him to come take him, that he has to go. And when you feel
okay.
him around you, I want you to order him. And be stern about it. You have to go, but I want you to go get sage and salt. He has a portion around you. There was something that happened to you when you were 7 years old. Do you remember what it was? Do you remember?
No,
getting...
everyone keeps telling me that something happened, and I don't know. I don't know. Everyone said something has happened to you, and then a lot of people have said I'm stuck between two places. My soul is stuck between two places. That's what they keep
saying. You're not stuck. This thing has followed you through past lives. He's been with you before. I get he was like not a father figure, an uncle figure, but he was constantly mean to you. He's a very mean person. But he already has, like, he's trying to get a hold of you. I see it in your eyes. And I knew. He was, like, focused on the orb. No, I was drawn to your eyes. He's
plus,
there.
Plus, I also saw in the background, too, I could see something standing right in the corner of that picture. You can see him. Like she said, I felt a presence of a male presence. But, yeah, she's right. You're not stuck. And I wish people could say that word stuck, because all it does is, that things can work against you with any kind of situation because it's a negative. I feel like I'm stuck, and you don't want to reinforce that.
You have control of ordering this thing back and away from you. You have control of that. Just remember, it doesn't want you to learn how. I want you to cleanse your house. I want you to take a bath in sage and salt. If you can get the black lava salt, get the black lava salt. If not, sea salt works. Put it in your house. I want you to sage and salt your house. I want you to burn. If you're burning candles, only white light for a while. Only white light. And when you're burning the sage and salt and you're clearing your house, just set it and kind of smolder it out. Let it smoke and fan that smoke all throughout your house, all throughout.
Okay.
But I want you to open windows before you do it because you're going to force him to leave you alone.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And around your bed. He comes to you and talks to you when you sleep.
Dog ears is in my
bed.
I want you to put salt around your bed at night. Just put you a line of salt.
I want you to do something else, too, just to add to the intention.
Because what kind of things would he say? Like horrible things? Or
He's saying mean things. He wants to get control of you.
See, one thing I want to stress to everybody, when you start focusing on them, that's what they want you to do. So what you need to do is not do that. So it doesn't matter what he's saying, what he's not, who he is. It doesn't matter. The point is the ideal of protecting yourself. So it's also a reflection back to you that you haven't really been working and, you know, really giving yourself as much as you should. So when you sit here and look at the situation, you should also be wearing a quartz crystal. And I would also take, she said put salt, but I would also add to put crystals around the bed too as well. You can also use the crystals, and you can also focus on pulling energy out of your environment to also, almost like a force field that will protect you from this. Okay, and if you have any questions about this whole thing, I suggest that you email me or send a message through my email, and I'll send you all the information again.
Yeah, I'm because I have actually recently looked at photos, and I can see in my one eye, I can see it's different to the other eye.
Yeah.
But only in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It is the one eye. I can see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just saying, we start noticing certain things, and then we need to take it the other way, and then we need to separate from the whole thing. Because the one thing about these spirits and what they don't understand is, well, they do understand this, but a lot of us don't understand is that when we give them energy or give them attention, that's what they want, because they use that
What he's doing is pulling from you anyway. That's how he does it. He's pulling from your energy, but you don't want him to be able to do that anymore. The salt and the sage will keep him from that. He'll soon be gone.
How does the Sultan Sage work? How come he hasn't gone since I've been seven? How come?
He's been around you since you were a child. I get age seven. He's constantly pulled energy from you so he could exist. But now that you know about him, you feel him, not comfortable with him, and you need him gone.
That's when the fear kicks in for him. Because the more you know and the more you're aware and the more he knows that you're getting to the point where you can separate from him, that's when he'll start really not wanting to go.
Because I've always, you know, I keep saying I just want light, bright energy around me. And I mean, I've done that for ages. I mean, I don't know why
He doesn't want to treat you, basically. It takes the energy from you to exist. But I want you to say to salt your house, make sure the windows are open, and when gone, you order him to leave.
Yeah.
As if you're scolding a child who's doing something they shouldn't be.
What?
You want him gone.
Oh, that freaking dog.
Yeah.
Go kick the dog, Mom.
So
she just chewed my freaking damn...
like, very bad calm and podcast connection.
Yeah, she's horrible,
Mom. She's not crazy. I'm going to shoot this dog. She just chewed my freaking journal up. I'm sorry.
And, how often are you seeing it in pain form? You're seeing it. It's in your house.
What? How often?
You said you were seeing it as a panther. That's what you're seeing? The black panther?
I've always been connected to black panthers.
That's it. It's it. He changes.
It's a trick.
But his name is Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
I downloaded this whole book. It just came to me. And the person in the book was called... it's just gone out of my mind. His name was...
Mm-hmm.
He went out of my mind. And I wrote the whole book. And he's the main person's name. And it's gone out of my mind.
Oh.
And I just wonder if it was about him, like, half him.
Xavier,
on a different planet.
Makes me wonder, because I feel like he's also attached to you for, like, three lifetimes ago.
Three lifetimes ago?
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
He obviously wasn't incarnated in this life, no. Obviously
not. No, not connected.
He doesn't want to be.
Does he often want to make me kill myself?
Since age seven, I think it's when it's been around you. Age seven.
Yeah. I mean, does he give me a lot of negative thoughts?
It's giving you negative thoughts?
Does he? I'm asking, do you pick that up?
You have to change that. I mean, you've got to do those things today. Tomorrow.
I guess I would say yes.
Yeah. I would say tomorrow, start working on this. Go get the sage and the salt.
Yeah, I've got the Epsom salt, and I've got the lavender. And what was the other stuff I must put in?
See, the thing I got was, what I got was Dead Sea salt. Epsom salt.
Dead Sea salt.
Get you a can of coconut milk and distilled water, and then you put you get lavender or peppermint oil, essential oils.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it the coconut essential oil?
Say what?
Is it the did you say coconut essential oil?
No, it's coconut milk, and you get essential oils put in that. Because what you do is you get like a teaspoon of Dead Sea salt, a teaspoon of Epsom salt, and then you get the can of coconut milk. I guess it actually comes in like a half a gallon, and then you get distilled water, and you mix it together, and you put that oil in it, essential oil, either lavender, peppermint. I actually have some oils. It's called Angel. It's like a cologne for me, but it's an oil, and I use that because it's angels for men. But it's something, you know, something that you can. Something that's like I always go for something that you feel connected to.
I don't think we have coconut
other people mocha. With her.
What's that, sir?
Okay.
I'm sorry, dear.
The two other people that were with her when this photograph was taken. Where are they?
Say what, sir?
Was there anybody else
with you? And that were are present when this photograph was taken?
Just my friend. She just took the photo, and I've never seen a light like that in any other photos.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Are you sure that it's not an orb?
No, it's not. It's not. This one's not capable of doing that.
We can hear what you... get that. Yes, I don't, you know, that's what I'm saying. I was more drawn to the essence that I saw behind, saw behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
I don't think we have coconut milk in South Africa, so I hope that's not a problem.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if you want, I mean, sometimes with situations of getting coconut milk and that kind of stuff is just, I don't know, get a couple of coconuts and cut them open. But I'm just saying.
Can't get that. Just the sage and salt will work if you can't do that.
Yes.
I
also said, too, get a crystals. Get some crystals, quartz crystals.
Quartz.
Yeah, I used to use those a lot for cleansing my third eye.
Whew. You definitely need to get this. It'll be gone. I wouldn't worry about it, but you definitely need to get it done.
Yeah. Oh,
how old is the
scary.
House you're in your picture? How old is the house?
The house, it's 20 years. It's like a townhouse.
Mm-hmm. He just comes to you. He's moved with you.
Sorry?
He's always been with you ever since you were 7.
Sorry, what?
He's followed
you.
No, I've only been in the house for 10 years.
I know, but he's followed you since 7.
Wow. Do you think he's messed my life up? Do you think he's purposely...
No, he doesn't have that much control. He doesn't have that much control. No.
He can just be a distraction. He can be a distraction where you can't... He might have made some decisions that you might not have made before, but not really controlling those decisions. He's just a distraction.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I mean... You know, like, I mean, I'm single. Maybe he's made sure I've been single.
Oh, okay.
he may have made some decisions towards that, making people feel uncomfortable around you. Now he can do that.
No, he's always made me feel like that I don't like people, you know, other guys. He's always, like, I always find a problem with guys and that I don't like other guys.
Being too judgmental?
Yeah. There's, like, I always just find there's something wrong with other guys, and I just... Like after 2 weeks, don't want to be around them.
Okay. Yeah.
He could be persuading you of that. He's been around you so long that he could be.
Yeah. So maybe that's why I'm single.
You'll get rid of him. You should have a lot of energy back, too, as well.
I know, because I'm, you know, especially lately, I'm so tired. I just feel like exhausted.
You're kind of supporting two different people. That's why
I don't support people.
And the
sense.
Funny thing is, I've got 2 lifelines, and I've got 2, you know, my palm, I've asked about this before, I've got 2 lifelines, and I've got 2 headlines.
Okay, how about around your thumb? That little line that goes underneath your thumb, where it goes into your hand? That's your family chain.
Yeah, on my palm, I've got 2 headlines and 2 lifelines. Maybe that's why.
Well, that's what I was also saying, too. If you look down, like, you know, your thumb goes into your hand, there's a line that goes around that, too. That's your family chain. That represents your family. And a lot of times people will have 2 of those, too. Or they'll have one stemming off of the family line, which is like an alternative, but it's also something coming in that would try to make you think otherwise.
Yeah. I think that must be why I've got 2 lifelines.
More likely, because I've done palm readings extensively for a long time, and it's, you know, yeah, when you start seeing dual this and dual that, you got to watch out for those things. But it's also, I feel like doing exactly what we've been saying you should do and start doing that for a while. I've seen people's hands change too.
I know they do. I mean, your right hand always changes all the time. But I mean, I've had these since I can remember. I mean. You know, these double lines have always been on my hand.
Well, I understand that. She's also said that he's been with you, too. The whole, I mean, he's been since, you know, Jesh, we're talking about 7. Yeah,
you know,
so that would definitely. Yeah, that would definitely tell you why he's been. Because he's been around that long, so therefore it definitely affects him. Anything and everything seems to affect the hands.
And he's got to know what it can affect her with and how it can change her mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been, my whole life has just been traumatic completely, so I don't know if he has just ruined my life, I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm just
saying. I definitely want to get those things and get it done, though, as soon as you can.
So he's a very powerful, I mean, you said he's a mean spirit. Is he like a powerful kind of a person?
Yeah, but he's only powerful because of the fear. Once you sit there and face that fear, that's what he doesn't want you to do, because once you start facing the fear and seeing it for what it is and understand that he has no control over you, then he won't, and that's what you don't want.
Always. But, I mean, as a soul, would he be a part? Is he like a powerful, you know, his kind of personality or whatever? I mean, because panthers are powerful animals.
That's true, too, but when you shoot one.
You know, I mean, if that's the kind of energy he has, I mean, they're very powerful animals.
Yeah, but see, the one thing you have to understand is you have the physical and the spiritual. He only has one. So therefore, yeah, he's in a different, and the only power he has here is the power you give him. So that's what we're saying. Once you realize that and don't feed into that, then he has no power on this plane.
No, I understand that. I'm just asking whether, as a soul, not a person, what kind of a soul he is. I'm not scared of him. I'm just asking what type of a soul or person he is.
I look at the situation, personality, and that kind of stuff is basically, when I look at him, I see a personality based on everybody else, not him. So when you ask the question, what kind of power, what kind of spirit, who he is, as in personality wise, I feel like he's borrowed his personality from a lot of people. So it's a combination of a lot of things, but I don't feel like any of it in this, any kind of shape or form is him. That's what I'm saying about the use part. I guess you would say if he was a person that was on this plane at one time, which I feel like he was about 3 lifetimes ago, he was in physical form with you. I would go along with the situation about uncle or some kind of male force in your life at that time who, well, I don't think it's really one of those things we're really going into, but that's why I feel that situation. But he also feels like he's a person. I used to call these multi-face people because they seem to have a face for everybody, but they're also masking a lot of people. So they're for, they don't know who they are. They're taking the time. They're too busy in this, I call survival, even further now that he's in spirit. He wants to survive, and he needs to do that by, the fear. But when you say that, when you say personality, that's what I get with him. Borrowed personalities. I don't get any kind of really talking about him per se. It just seems like everything else has been fabricated by everybody else he's been with her and kind of scared or something like that. And I feel like 3 times ago, so I feel like he's going.
Oh, I can't hear you breaking up, too.
Yeah, it's really bad on the end. It keeps breaking up.
Okay,
she definitely needs to email her that list of what she needs to get and do. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she could let us, keep in touch and let you or me know if it's gone around her and what we'll see what we need to do next. I do believe that.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. I'll do the whole thing and then so you can still feel it because I can see my eyes have changed. I saw in a lot of photos my eyes, there was that one eye is different, but I can see now my eyes are normal. So you can still feel him around me then?
He's been around you since age 7. He's always
but
been
he's
around.
Still around because I can feel I can see my eyes have changed back to normal.
He comes around you a lot. It's daily. He's around you daily.
That's what I was saying before about having a strong personality and pulling away from that situation. I think it's why you've had some positive changes, where you've seen changes in yourself. It's just the idea to continue to do that.
Yeah.
And I think this situation Jesus told you about and doing those techniques and that kind of stuff will just complete the process.
Yeah. Because I felt someone else around me with a good energy. Do you not feel someone else around me with a good energy?
Well, I would say yes. But I think this, you know, this other stuff needs to be brought in too, because I would feel like, I think someone, I would sit there and say that in this situation, I've seen it happen before where there's angels. It's just the ideal cleansing this out and getting, opening up the channels again to where those angels can come through and make sure this doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
And also, if you could look in the chat room, I'm putting Regina's email address in there. Also, I was sitting there looking at this thing about her phone number too. I'm putting that in there.
Okay, because my computer's just my computer's just. You've got my email address. Won't you email it to me? Because my thing's just disconnected. So if you could maybe email it back to me.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to put the phone number in here real quick and your email address. What is it? Is it
Well, just reply to mine.
Oh, okay,
just
gotcha. No. Now I got it. No. I was there going, okay, now I understand. Sorry.
Yeah. Because my entire thing's just disconnected.
Okay. And you're in South Africa?
Yes.
My gosh.
Okay. Yeah, so he's followed me to South Africa.
He's always been with her, wherever she went.
Well, I've been to other countries, but I was born here, so.
Yeah, I was born there. He's always been with you, though, always.
Oh, I don't know how he just came on to me from 7. I don't know what he is. Maybe he lived and then died.
Oh, it's just one of those things, you know.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm fine.
You're open, you're a child. How you got in?
Yeah. And I've always been very psychically aware, and, you know.
You're scared the heck out of me. Okay, there's someone just sent me through something through Skype. Was that you?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your help. I'm going to try to do those things and then keep in touch.
Yes, definitely keep in touch. Let me know if it works and you know, don't be afraid of it. Let me know if it works.
No, I'm not. Because I know that I've got more power.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that. So, and if he's been around since I was 7.
Yeah. You have to get rid of him and he has to listen. You have to be authoritative when you say
Angelic hazel eyes. That was me. Okay. No, you're right. We'll keep in touch and everything else, and you let them know what's going on with that situation. And we'll. If you need any other. What was I saying? Any more information? Just let us know. We'll get that information to you. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much
for
your help. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling
again.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We got 90 seconds left in the show, and I'd like to thank Regina for being here with us and being a guest. And thank you. And Regina, please stick around until let me talk to you after the show, so don't go anywhere. Just stay right there. I want to thank everybody for being here. I want to thank I want to thank Amy. And holy cow. I want to thank Amy for being here and Jeremy sharing that information with us, and hope she comes back with some more when they get that really cleared up and stuff, so we can really go over that. Also, donate to the Colorado Fund and support my show fund for a donation of $12 or more. I will give you a 5-card angel reading. If you donate $99, especially we got going on here in the next couple of weeks, if you donate $99, I will give you 6 60-minute sessions.
That's right.
Oh, shoot. Oh, thank you. Sorry, guys. Also, thank you. And just contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, or call me through Skype, which is donald.reed8, and like to hear from each and every one of you. I'd like to thank everybody who's donated to the show. Thank you all out there. Thank you for being here, and you guys all have a great night. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every night. I'm sorry, I got messed up on that freaking thing. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Thank you guys, and you guys have a great night and good night. And we'll sit there and see you guys later. I'm going to put...
when nothing goes my way.